Also, today, Novak Djokovic mid-air at the moment. Australia's got to stand up for itself here. Now, Djokovic is really the sideshow in all this. There are more important things happening in this country. But it's been a strange and diverting sideshow. But now the Serbian president says that Djokovic has been treated in Australia like a mass killer. He says, and he says this quite seriously, he has been physically tortured. Aleksandar Vučić, the Serbian president, says that Australia has tortured Novak Djokovic. And what absolute garbage. We don't do that in Australia. Let's tell a president to go jump. I mean, sadly, his part of the world knows more about torture. It doesn't happen here. We've also got to establish whether Djokovic can come back next year. Maybe not. Now, if that's the case, then perhaps he can never win that calendar Grand Slam that he wants so badly to prove himself the greatest tennis player of all time. And don't forget, Djokovic is joining Frank Sinatra and Joe Cocker as some of the prominent people thrown out of Australia. But he's being thrown out for what he thinks, not what he's done. That's happened before. I don't like it, but it's happened before. He had to go. He put himself above the system. He had to go. It is basic fairness. Your views, 133693, 133693. Should he come back? Anything else you'd like? I fear there are going to be protests at the tennis. But the sideshow is sort of finished. The implications continue. But let's move on.